doing and serving, saith the Lord. I'm preparing you. I'm preparing you. Will you be prepared? I'm trying to make you ready. Will you be made ready? You've been told many, many times from this pulpit that I have put greatness in you. And not only is that true, the half has not yet been told of my greatness that dwells in you, of my power that dwells in you, of my love that dwells in you, of my nature that dwells in you. Yes, I have put greatness in you, but now it is time for that greatness to be drawn forth. It is time for that greatness to be seen. It is time for that greatness to become manifest in this world around you. Are you ready for the persecution that will come? Are you ready for the people who will reject you? Are you ready for family members who will turn their back on you? Do not allow those who reject you to keep you from reaching those who want you and need you. Because there are people on this earth who are crying out to my throne at this very moment for what you have inside of you. They need you. They're looking for you. They long for you. And you are my body in the earth, saith the Lord. You are my body in the earth, saith the Lord. Never again say you're a mere man. Never again. Never again see yourself as just another human being. You are a supernatural man. You are a supernatural woman. My spirit dwells in you. My gifts dwell in you. Gifts from my Father are in you. Gifts from me, the Son, are in you. Gifts from the Holy Spirit are in you. You have my name. You have my armor. You have my weaponry. You have my word. You have everything that you need to go forth into this world and make a difference for my Father's glory. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Somebody just said, I've never heard anything like this. And the Lord said to apologize to them for that. Not apologize for doing it, but apologizing that you've lived this long on planet Earth and have never heard and have never experienced. Never heard anybody speak in tongues, Pastor Mark. I'm sorry. Not for speaking in tongues in front of you, but I'm sorry that you've made it this long in your life and have never heard someone pray in an unknown tongue. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Come on, son. Say it this way, I receive. I receive my healing. I receive my healing. I receive my strength. I receive my joy. I receive my peace. Breathe it in. I breathe in peace. I breathe it in. Hallelujah. I breathe it in. Peace in the atmosphere. I breathe in that peace, Father. I do it by faith. I do it by faith. I do it by faith. I breathe it in. I breathe it in. Sebro kotanaye. Bosele chichana mon sabraketene. I receive my answer. Say it. I receive my answer. I receive my answer. I receive it by faith. Now, for some of you, that answer is coming immediately. For others, because you receive it by faith. Listen to me now. You say, I receive it by faith. As you begin to walk out this week, all of a sudden, you'll know what to do in the moment. You'll know what to do in the moment. For too long, we've had this mindset that if God will do this, then I'll do this. And God is saying, I've already done that for you. You need to step out into a moment of experience. Here's the simplest way I know to do it, brother. Back in the early days, the Lord spoke to Brother Copeland and said, I want you to give Brother Hagin $5,000. He says, no problem. Give me $5,000 and I'll give that to Brother Hagin. And the Lord says, no, you give Brother Hagin $5,000 and I'll give it to you. And he's like, no, Lord, you give me the money and I'll give it to him. And he's like, no, you give it to him and I'll give it to you. And he's like, no, Lord, you give it to me and I'll give it to him. Lord says, no, you give it to him and I'll give it to you. And it's like, how do we do that? So he says, well, I had like $2 in his wallet. And so he gave him $2. And then he had $8. Then a week later he had, and so after a little while he called down there and he says, hey, can you tell me how much? He had already given over $5,000. See, we want to know every detail before we take a step of faith. Doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way. Path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter to the perfect day. What does that mean? It means you take a step of faith, and then the next step becomes clear, and the next step becomes clear, and the next step becomes clear. Amen. Amen. So by faith, you receive your answer. You say answer, that's broad, Pastor Mark. What do you mean? Well, there's a lot of questions. There's a lot of problems. There's a lot of issues in this room right now. Amen. Some of you don't know what to do next. Some of you got a situation in your family. You don't know what to do next. Situation with a child. You don't know what to do next, right? Where do we go from here, right? Amen. You do what Sister Angie's doing. You just get in. If you will get in motion, then the Holy Spirit can direct you. He can't steer a parked car. He can't steer a parked life. When he tells you something to do, do it. And now that he's got you moving, he can direct you. Amen. 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 And all of this ties in with what we're talking about here, learning to love by giving and serving. Sweet Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I just want you to bow your heads for a moment. I want you to pray for the people around you. Amen. I want you to pray for the people around you. Matter of fact, just do this. I don't want to make it awkward, especially if you're a guest here. It's like, oh man, what's making me uncomfortable? I'm not trying to make you uncomfortable, but just look at the person next to you and just ask them, is there something I can pray with you about? Something I can pray for in your life. Just, the Bible says we need to pray for one another. We need to pray for one another. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The Holy Spirit just said, pray for one another. Amen. Pray for one another. So however that looks, however that works out where you're sitting right now. Amen. Standing right now. Amen. Father, we pray for one another. Father, I thank you that we are a family. We are a family. We're not in competition with one another, Father. We're not threatened by one another. We're not afraid of one another. We respect one another. We honor one another. We prefer one another's interest above our own, Lord. We put one another, we put others ahead of ourselves, Father. And so, Lord, we just thank you for breakthrough in these situations. Father, there are folks in this room, they haven't had another person pray for them in a long, long time, Lord. And I thank you that we just need we need to pray for one another this morning. And so, Lord, we thank you, Father, that as we do that, love flows. Love flows. It's the lifeblood of your body, Lord. Just like physical blood's flowing in our bodies and bringing life to it, Lord, love is flowing in the body of Christ this morning as we pray for one another, as we take the focus off of ourselves and what we want and what we need. Lord, we pray about what somebody else wants, what somebody else needs, Lord, in their lives this morning. I thank you for breakthrough, Father. I thank you for breakthrough, Father. Those of you who are mature, look around. If there's somebody that hadn't had anybody pray for them, then it's okay if anybody needs to step out of your seat. Praise God. I see husbands and wives praying together. That's a beautiful thing. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. If you see somebody that hadn't been, nobody's praying for them, nobody's praying with them. Amen. Start by telling them what you'd like them to pray for you about. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Healer of the brokenhearted this morning, Lord. You're the healer of the brokenhearted this morning, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for healing the brokenhearted this morning. Thank you, Father. Crosseti na macelete. Bronseti bacaso nomos obrecita nana. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Kosala ne nikita mon barataye. Bosala mechicha nansa da robukota namayete. Praise you, Jesus. Sero kusina namaye. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. I feel like somebody's got a word for us. I don't know. Is that, anytime I feel like somebody's got a word, I usually always look to Brother Donald. Amen. He's always got a word for us. Come up here, brother, so they can see you online. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
There was a fight in this one. It was, oh, God, come on, really? And then when he said that, okay, God, you play too much, but okay. it was my wife and I were watching the show, and it was really, really funny. It was Sabbath, and so it was Sunday, and they were having a traditional Sabbath dinner. Okay. And Jesus came, but nobody knew that Jesus was Jesus at the time of, in the time of the show, the time period of it. And he just sat down amongst, it was just about four people, the host home who was having it, and nobody knew who he was. And I'm sitting there thinking, wow, these people are sitting with Jesus, but don't at the time know that he's the Savior. Don't at the time know that he's there for their sins. And I said, hold on, babe, you got to pause that. Hold on. Think about that. To not know you were sitting at that table. But everybody knew when this guy walked in, hey, he's something's kind of different about him, but he's cool, but he's one of us. And you just knew something was different. Yesterday, my middle child, our kids, if your parents with multiple children, you know, you run all over the place when your kids are into things. And yesterday, my middle kiddo, she had dance practice at 8:30 in the morning. I had to come teach a class down here at 9 o'clock. All the plans were set. My dad was going to take her and I was going to come down here. Well, she really kind of wanted me to take her. And I said, no, baby girl, it's not going to work out. And she was a little sad about it. And I was a little sad about it. And so I just said, you know what? She wants somebody who gave life to her to take her, me or mom. And we both run all over the place with them. And the whole time I just kept saying, she just wants us to take her. Now, truth told, the honest statement, I was a little upset because I was like, I've got to go take care of things I need to take care of. My offspring is one of the things I need to take care of. Amen. Period. Bottom line. And I kept saying that to myself. She just wants, and I always want to. And here's how the story of Jesus sitting with people hit me, and it all just came together right there. As I go to take her, and we walk in, and when we walk in, it's about, I don't know, eight little girls in her dance studio there. They're all just kind of sitting, warming up, saying, hey. We go to walk in, and about three of her friends turn around to the door, and they look. And one little girl looks, and she looks at me, and she just, and another one. And at that moment when I was leaving, I remembered those faces. And at that moment, it dawned to me. People will know the Jesus in you just by when you walk in. Amen. People will know there's something different about you just by you walking through. By your demeanor, by your attitude, by your caring hand, by your smile. Some people don't see a smile all day, and that might be you. And I wasn't a Jesus to these little girls, but it was just a, wow, look. How much more does our Father want us to be that to what's on the other side of those doors? Because that might be it. Some people you work with, some people you live with, you might be the only Jesus. There's a t-shirt that said they'll know we're Christians by the t-shirt we wear. We're way more than t-shirts.
That's right.
We are way more than t-shirts. We serve a God who, there's a piece in the song that says, and I always love this piece, my wife and I were talking about it, it says, the stars at his command, he has time to hold my hand. The man controls the stars, but he has time. Still, I don't know anybody that controls the stars other than, but he still has time to speak through this man right here and says, somebody's got something to say. That's our God.
Amen.
That's our God that loves us and wants just what Pastor Mark was just saying. You are commissioned to go out and share love to this world.
Amen.
Everything he feeds us and shares us and interprets for us, that comes into us and goes out to through us. That's what we're here for, to share God's love. And you know what? Sometimes you can open your mouth and do that. But I promise you, sometimes you'll just walk in a place and they're going to see God. They're going to know there's something different about that person. I just want to hang around with them. I just want to sit in the same room with them. I just want my daddy to go with me. And that's what you got. That's what you have, sorry. That's what you have is your daddy going with you every single place that you go. He walks in before you and prepares that place.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Praise God. You can be seated. Matt, Vanessa, Danielle, if y'all will come. We'll just receive the offering as people leave, but let's go ahead. Those who are going to serve communion, if you would come this morning. And we're going to serve communion. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As you're being served the communion, if you would just hold the emblems until everyone serves, then we'll partake together. If you're a guest with us this morning, if you're a member of the body of Christ, you're a member of us, so you feel free to partake of communion with us. Amen. And just remain. They're going to lead us in some worship as you're being served.